Here today for a Spotlight Athlete segment with PCM running back Adrian Robbins to talk a little bit about his season and their game against Van Meter. Thanks for being here today, Adrian. You want to start out, you know, we've talked about it before, but you've had a big season. You know, you've been kind of lighting up the stat book, and you've just had an incredible season in terms of statistical category and just all-around performance for a running back. You want to just kind of talk a little bit about the work that's gone into that this year?
Yeah, it all kind of starts during the summer. We all have our workouts, and we all try to get better. And just, like, trusting your linemen, like, building the chemistry throughout the season and, like, just doing things with that, like, throughout the team. And, like, building that chemistry, I think, is, like, the biggest thing in being able to trust your teammates.
And like we've talked about it before, you guys do have a really good offensive line. You know, a lot of big boys up there. And notably, you know, Mark Busson and Caden Clark have had great seasons kind of just manhandling their guys. How does that help you as a running back and make your life easier?
It's actually really good because I know that, like, I can for sure trust them. And, like, I would choose them over any other lineman that, like, in the state, like, 5A, whatever. Like, I'm taking them. And it's just, like, really nice to be behind those big boys and, like, being able to see, like, my holes a lot better.
You know, is your focus on games, you know, I know that you put a lot of numbers up in terms of stats and touchdowns, rushing yards, all-purpose yards, different things like that. But how do you kind of separate your mind from that in terms of just being the best you can be on the field and helping your team win?
Right. So usually during the games, I'm just worried about, like, winning. Like, that's at the top of my mind. Stats really aren't, like, important to me. I think it's just more of, like, being a team player and making sure, like, we get the win no matter what.
You know, starting to, throughout the season, you kind of got statewide attention just because of some really big games you've had and just how well you've done, especially a 409 rushing yard performance. You want to just talk about just, I guess, the biggest strides you made from your sophomore year to junior year now?
Yeah, it's actually kind of crazy, like, that I'm, like, living kind of my dream. I've always worked really hard for this, and, like, I've never tried, like, just, like, let up and, like, stopped. I've had some people tell me that, like, I wasn't going to be anything, so kind of proving them wrong kind of feels really good.
And you mentioned to me before in an interview that you kind of modeled your career off Le'Veon Bell. That was your favorite running back to watch growing up. Any other athletes that you kind of, because you're a multi-sport athlete too, but kind of any other athletes that you've really admired, you know, kind of that you've looked up to?
Some really popular people right now are like Shiloh Sanders and Travis Hunter, because they're just really good football players, and like watching them and Deion turn a team that was nothing into something like really big and that like everybody wants to talk about. Like, I kind of look up to those two.
You know, I've talked to your teammate Griffin about it. But yeah, you guys will face your toughest test of the season against Van Meter. What do you guys really have to do to take your team kind of to that next level? You played so well these last 7 weeks of the season, really ever since that Nevada game. But what do you guys have to do to knock off a team like Van Meter?
Kind of like what Griffin said, just like being really confident. I think that's the biggest thing, like not letting their record or how good they are kind of determine like your confidence and stuff. Just be confident and do your job, and I think everything will turn out. But like also just adapting and learning throughout the game and changing like how the game goes by that.
Does it make much of a difference to you guys? I know you guys the whole month of October and now here in the first game in November in your quarterfinal matchup, you've been able to be here in Monroe at home. Does that make a difference for you guys being in front of the home crowd?
Yeah, it's really nice, and the crowd's been amazing this year, really loud and really like into the game. Whereas like going away 2 hours to an away game, like, I mean, the crowd is still really big and really nice, but just being like that home field advantage and just not having to sit on a bus for 2 hours really helps.
You know, and I know it's, you kind of want to focus just on this season, and that's where we're at right now, and you're still fighting for a trip to the Dome, but I know, and you're just a junior, but what do future plans look like for you?
I'm hoping to get college paid for football, so that's why, like, that's part of the reason why I work so hard, is just so, like, my parents aren't in debt or I'm not in debt, and so I really just want to go to the collegiate level if they pay for it.
Any certain schools that you would like to go to, or still looking right now, shopping around?
I'm really open to anything, but I'm really hoping to stay home, like Iowa, Iowa State, or UNI.
Just kind of going forward, I asked Griffin also about this too, but you guys, you know, football is one sport, but you also found so much success on the track and field level last year, being a state champion. How is that really incorporated into your game at running back?
Just knowing that, like, kind of like what Griffin said, like the confidence that you get from like doing that and knowing that like you're one of the fastest people in the state, like, it gives you a lot of confidence to build off of from and, like, know that, like, you can be here and, like, you're meant to be where you're at. And so that, like, really helps. And just, like, all those practices that we had and stuff, like, really just, like, the run game part of track kind of incorporates with running and football.
the last thing I want to ask you is, you know as well as I do that competition gets tougher as you go through each week of this postseason, and Van Meter's going to be a big test, and quarterfinals, that's a big deal. How do you guys come out and show that you're not, that the moment isn't too big for you guys?
Right. Just like trying to, I think it's just like knowing what your job is and like just worrying about yourself, not like what's next week, what's not, like just worrying about the present and just knowing like what your job is, knowing what to do, and having confidence is key.
That was a Spotlight Athlete segment with PCM running back Adrian Robbins.